Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Welcome to The Favorites, the podcast. It is, oh my God, we got such a big show coming up. Massive, it's a massive first week of the NFL. This is what we're all here for. This is what we care about. Later on in the show, a professional bettor named Simon Hunter. He's an actual professional bettor. He's been doing this for a while. It's how he makes his living. He's going to join me on the podcast. We're going to talk a little bit about his system. He's going to take me through some games, but he's going to do it in the context of Darren Revelle and I having to make picks for the Super Contest. So that should be exciting. But first, to break down every week one game with me. And play some Scooch Roulette, too, by the way. From New Orleans, representing all the Boyd gaming books throughout the world, the bookmaker of the world, Bob Scoochie. You ready to roll, my friend?
Music to my ears.
Literally.
I'm ready.
Oh, my God. I feel like it would be great if we could find a way for the Scootles, your band, also known as the greatest Beatles cover band ever created by members of the Scoochie family.
That's true.
One day you guys are going to have to do, be the opening act if we do a live podcast somewhere one day.
Yeah.
I don't want to waste any time, Scooch. I just want to get to it.
Okay.
As everybody knows, here's the premise. I'm going to run down the games. You're going to tell me which side the wise guys are on, and then I will tell you if you've made mistakes and how you set your point spreads for your sports betting empire, which is constantly expanding.
And you're pretty good at it.
I am really good at it.
Good at pointing out those mistakes.
I am amazing at it. I am almost a sharp. Let's start off the bat, Thursday Night Football. A little bit of full disclosure. The Packers are playing the Bears. The line is about 3 generally everywhere. I bet the Packers at +3.
You and every other wise guy. This is one of the wise guy games. We actually opened this game at 3.5. Initially, I thought they were just taking the good number of the 3.5, but they've been coming in on it even at +3. And we're starting to move the money a little bit. I expect the wise guys to continue coming in on this one. The public is kind of divided 50-50, where you have slightly more tickets bet on the Bears than we do the Packers. Great action on this game, obviously, for more than just being the first game. It's the Bears-Packers and just so much interest. I mean, just aside from, seeing how the Bears rebound from the way they ended their season last year, there's just there's so much intrigue surrounding this game with Aaron Rodgers in a kind of a new offense, a new head coach. The whole dynamic between the best defensive player going against one of the best offensive players. See if Khalil Mack can shut down Aaron Rodgers, who doesn't throw any picks. And I mean, there's just so much intrigue surrounding this game, probably why the number's just kind of solid at that, at three now. But the sharp guys are definitely on the Packers in this one, and the public slightly heavier on the Bears.
Why do you think the wise guys have come in on the Packers? You're mentioning some narratives, but what's the metrics?
Well, I mean, the Packers really had a much better team last year than their record indicated. There was a lot of internal strife. I mean, there's a lot going on with the coaching staff and Aaron Rodgers. And you look at just Aaron Rodgers' performance last year, he was as good and as efficient as he ever was. So they just expect that to continue, and just kind of maybe two things happen, and maybe a little bit of a regression with the Bears, as well as kind of a resurgent Packer team under new leadership that they figure to be playing up to the potential of what the talent on this squad really is.
All right, this next game I am so excited about. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm looking at the Action Network app right now, and there's a tab that is My Action, and it tells you everything you've got to bet on so far, including player props. What is that? What is that?
There's a lot going on here. We're opening up casinos here, opening up sports books and new casinos. There's just a lot of traffic.
Well, Scooch, let me tell you something. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 bets already set between Thursday and Sunday for NFL and college football. I've got a lot going on. One of the games I bet on is Jacksonville. I got it at +4 against Kansas City. Some wise guys I know, and this might come up later in the show, think that maybe this game should be pick, and they would take Jacksonville outright. What are you seeing?
I'm seeing the same thing. We actually have more tickets on the Chiefs than any other game on the board. It's the most heavily bet team of any game on the board for us. So if you're looking for one of those games where the public is overwhelmingly on one side, where the sharp guys are on the other side, this is the game. So we moved around a little bit. You have to consider week one, we've had these lines up for months and months. So we went as low as 3.5 on this game and as high as 4.5 on the game. But all the big money came in at +4 on the Jaguars. And like I said, the public just overwhelmingly on the Chiefs, almost at a 9-to-1 ratio. That's just, you know, you rarely see the ratio that high. And some big money on the Chiefs, too. I'm not going to say that all the big money's on the Jaguars. There's some big money on the Chiefs. It's just kind of more of our big casino players, more of the recreational gamblers that like to bet big on the game. The people that we know to be sharp and to be expert handicappers, they're definitely on the Jaguars in this one.
Well, I got another game for you. Carolina hosting the Rams. Short home dog. You might as well call the podcast the Short Home Dog Podcast, because you know if I get a short home dog, I'm taking it. So Carolina is another team +3 that I am on. And like the Chiefs, the Rams getting 3/4 of the action from the public.
Yeah, second most heavily bet team on the board next to the Chiefs. Definitely the Rams. This is the kind of game where the public walks into the sports book, they see a great team like the Rams, and they see them as a short favorite, and they just, you know, they don't really take in, we talked about it so many times before, where they don't really take in that what that home field advantage means. They just see a short road favorite, and they figure the Rams, as good as they are, should at least cover 3. So the average casual bettor is probably going to put the Rams in a parlay. And the sharp guys were all over the Panthers. The betting slowed down a little bit in one of the preseason games when Cam Newton left in a walking boot, but he figures to be probable for game one. There's no indication that he's going to miss this game. So the action started picking up from a lot of the sharp guys again on the Panthers recently. We've gone to +3, -120. Might even see it dip down to 2.5 by game time. But just all that public money on the Rams is kind of keeping it at 3.
All right. I apologize to the listeners, because the games are going to seem out of order in terms of the schedule. But that's just because I'm using the Action Network app to talk about the games, and that's the order I'm going in. And because I've made bets on some games, it puts those games at the top. And I don't want to skip games by, like, going back to the 1 o'clock game. So I'm just going in the order that I'm seeing them in the app. Apologize. Because I say that because the other game that I've bet so far, I have two other games that I bet, the Chargers and the Colts. I got the Colts at +7, Scooch, and I know the wise guys have been coming in on the Colts.
Yeah. Well, you know, the reality is the Colts have a really good team, and they had a good team with or without Andrew Luck, and the whole thing was, you know, how much does he mean to this line? So we opened up the Chargers 3-point favorite, and obviously when Luck went out, we moved it up. We went as high as -7, and you, along with some other sharp guys that we know, have took that +7 and made us go down to 6.5. So without a doubt, this game is going to fall between 4 and 6. That's just the way it works for us. We've got that huge middle where everybody laid the Chargers at -3 and took the Colts at +7. So we're not in a great spot here. But there are still a lot of sharp guys that feel like the Colts have a decent shot of even winning the division. So even without Andrew Luck. So I think there definitely is some value there at the +7 if you were able to get it. And even at 6.5, there's probably some value on the Colts. You got possibly no Melvin Gordon. He's doubtful for this game. They've got some other key injuries. So I do think that there's value on the Colts.
We're going to come into what I liked. You know, Augusta's got Amen Corner. Scooch, you've got the Corner TV Corner. And what I mean by that is we've got Baltimore as a 7-point favorite over Miami. And the game following that has another potential, despite how popular their team is. But first, Baltimore as 7-point favorites on the road against the Dolphins. Oh, my God. This has... Jesus, I'm going to have to bet the Dolphins in this game just on principle.
Well, I mean, obviously we saw the big move. We were as low as Baltimore -3.5, -4. We went up to 7 when Miami started unloading guys, Laramie Tunsil and Kenny Stills. And you know, aside from the talent that they're losing for this game, it's also just, you know, the mental aspect of having your team approaching game one as you're unloading some of your, you know, all pro players. So just another angle to consider in this game. Baltimore trying to get that defense back up to where it was a few years ago. They're relying on Lamar Jackson at quarterback. I think this is a little bit more interesting than just the corner game. I think there's a lot going on this one. There's a lot of people paying attention to this one, especially with the big line swings.
Yeah, I agree. I think I actually might have to take a little bit of a flyer. Not like a full unit, like half a unit on Miami. Half a unit on Miami.
Patrick plays pretty well against the Ravens, and I think you got to look at that factor too. He feels comfortable playing against this defense.
I am not betting against Fitzmagic in the first game of the year in South Florida.
Me neither.
When they're 7-point underdogs, I have just convinced myself to go to 4 units on this game.
Wow, that's pretty strong.
I'm kidding. What do I do about the Browns? The Browns is 5-point favorites at home against Tennessee. Have we reached peak Browns? Are the Browns overvalued? Is this the right number? What do you think?
I think they're a little overvalued. I don't think it's the right number in terms of us, the bookmakers, trying to inflate it to compensate for all the public hype on the team. I mean, we take that into consideration. The one thing is we haven't really seen too much wise guy action coming back on the Titans. They've either just laid off of it or just... waiting to see if they can maybe get a better number. But 5.5 is about as high as we're willing to go in this one. The ticket count's definitely high on the Browns. Everybody's hyped up on the Browns. Not a lot of reason to get excited on about the Titans. So it's either Browns or pass on the game.
Well, I'm going to pass.
I don't blame you. They're going to be fun to watch, but I also think it's going to be fun to watch kind of that those expectations fall week by week.
Do you know what I don't think I'm going to pass on, or at least I'm still heavily considering? Minnesota as a 4-point favorite at home against Atlanta. 64% of the action coming in on the Falcons. You know, I call them the Atlanta Fraudkins. You know I'm not a fan. I think the Vikings are tremendously undervalued right now. This feels like a spot to me, Scooch.
This really does. I opened the Minnesota up high. When everyone in town was at four, I sat at 4.5. I took a lot of money on Falcons. I was trying to put myself in a position where we actually needed the Vikings, but that's not going to happen. There's about 65% of our tickets are on the Vikings. We went back to 4.5, and now I'm not getting any Falcon money. I could definitely see this line moving up by game time. I'm not seeing the sharp guys taking the Falcons here, so being that the public is all over Minnesota, we'll be really quick to move this one.
Yeah, I think that is one. Forget about Miami, like, which I talked myself into. Minnesota, I didn't need much talking. I was kind of there.
No, I'm with you on that one.
New York Jets. Man. Why does anyone want to bet on the New York Jets? Are you disgusted? This is the corner TV game. The Jets and the Bills.
This is totally the corner TV game. There's less tickets on this game than there is on any other game on the board. Both sides. We made the Jets a 3-point favorite. It's a solid 3 everywhere. Tickets is about 50-50. Everyone's kind of split on it, but there's not too much interest in this game at all.
Yeah, like the only other game, and we'll get to it, is Arizona-Detroit. That might be the only other game that has fewer bets than this game. I'm looking in the Action Network app right now.
Yeah, but there's interest in that one, at least from our books. I mean, people want to see Arizona. They're excited about this offense. They don't have a whole lot of expectations on them. They think they'll win more than 5 games, but I think people just like to see a rookie quarterback coming in and seeing what he could do, kind of like what Baker Mayfield did. And so I think there's a little excitement around Arizona, and then going up against a guy like Stafford, they want to see that dynamic. There's definitely more interest in this game than there is on the Bills Jets.
Yes, you're right, and the stats bear that out. Right now in the Action Network app, the games with the least volume are Jets-Bills, Niners-Bucks, and then Arizona-Detroit. But before we get to those games, let's talk about the Redskins and the Eagles. The Eagles are 9.5-point favorites. This game has jumped from 7.5. You've got 62% of the money coming in on Philly. What are you going to do about this, Scooch? You going to leave it there? What's going
to
happen?
No, we're probably going to head to 10 real quickly here. This is one of the few games where the wise guys and the public are on the same side. Overwhelmingly, everybody's on Philly on this one. This might be the biggest game on the board for us next to that Chiefs game in terms of, trying to kill the parlays. But, the fact that the sharp guys are on the same side as the public, that's never really a position we want to put ourselves in. But, at 9.5, it's a lot of points. But, just Redskins have no quarterback, and nobody wants to bet on a team without a quarterback.
But the wise guys weren't on this when it was at 9.5. I mean, they bet this much at a much lower number.
Yeah, no, they're not laying the 9.5. Now the public's laying the 9.5, but sharp guys laid 7, 7.5, and 8.5. So we're buried on the game. We're big Redskins fans.
Buried. You know what? You know what, Scooch?
What?
You're gonna need this game for your lungs.
For my lungs.
Scoochism.
We're back,
baby. Seattle is it's another 9.5 number, 9.5-point favorite over the Bengals. That's a tough one. This is a stay away for me.
It is. This is, I feel a little bit better about needing Cincinnati than I do need than Washington against Philly. But here's another game that we opened up 7.5, and both the sharp guys laid the 7.5. We went to 8.5 pretty quickly. We're sitting at 9 right now, but I could see us going to 9.5 very shortly. So this is another game where the sharp guys and the public are both on the same side. Just not as big as the Philly game, but being that this is a later afternoon game, this one can get ugly really, really quickly, especially if some of those favorites win in the morning games.
Also, you know, the Seahawks have Jadeveon Clowney, and he's good 50% of the time.
Huge. Yep. So we did see a little jump in that when they made that move.
Wow. So people, like, that's a public play there. Is
public. Yeah, not the Sharp. The Sharp guys laid this, like I said, the Sharp guys laid the 7.5 very early on, way before the move. But now we're just seeing all the public parlays now, feeling that that's just kind of puts them over that little hump. And it's just the difference of going from 9 to 9.5.
All right. So Arizona's a 3-point dog against
Detroit.
Which,
actually, I'm going to go, hang on. I'm going to go to 9.5 right now.
Woo! Line move.
There you go.
I forgot, like, I got to give Patrick, our new producer, like, all the cues for all this music we have. Because we have Scoochism music, we have line move music, we got all this stuff.
Yep.
All right, we'll get to that. We'll add that in. I'm looking at Patrick. He's excited. He's shaking his head. He's a nice person. All right, Detroit, 3-point favorite on the road. Again, to me, this is an automatic take.
Yeah. I mean, even with a rookie quarterback, like I said, there's still some excitement around this team. To get 3 points at home against Detroit, yeah, why not? Yeah, you have to take this home dog. We're actually trying to entice a little Detroit money. We're at 2.5 minus 20. I know some other places in town are at three even money, but we're trying to draw a little Detroit money. And I think that says something when they're not quite the, you know, 3-point favorite, that we're trying to tell the public who they should fade in this one.
Yeah. I think you're giving a pretty big signal.
Yep.
All right. Here's another one that interests me, and it didn't interest me at just a little bit of pulling the curtain back. We've already recorded the second half of this podcast. I mentioned the second half of the podcast. Me, Darren Revelle, and a professional bettor are going over like games that we might want to put into the Super Contest. And we had a long conversation about Dallas as a 7-point favorite over the Giants. And I kind of started to fall in love with it.
Yeah. Well, especially literally about 10, 15 minutes before we started the podcast, we got just a little bit of an update with Ezekiel Elliott. It looks like he's closer to making a deal. It looks like he's been upgraded to probable for this one, which originally we had him as doubtful. So although we're still at 7, we moved it from 7 to 7 minus 20. So, and keep in mind, we opened this game at 7.5. The initial money came in on the Giants, I want to say well over a month ago. And a lot of that was due to some guys, you know, Elliott among them, that just were holdouts and just simply didn't know who was going to be playing in game one. But now we're starting to see the Dallas money creeping in again. I could see it going right back up to 7.5. And again, between this one and Philly and Seattle, some of these big home favorites, you kind of have to favor. They're just playing a team that just has, I mean, you hate to say they have no life in them, but start this season, you know, it's game one, but you just don't have anything to get excited about.
Yeah. I mean, it's really become very interesting, right?
It is. I mean, normally you can make a case for an 8-point underdog in almost any game, but there's certain teams that just seem like they're kind of thrown in the towel before the season even begins. Now, I mean, that's come back to, you know, bite a lot of people, including me. So you never know what happens in these game ones. But this is just a team that it's hard to get excited about. They've been on a kind of a downward spiral the last 2-3 seasons, the Giants have. And, I mean, even last year, after they've got Saquon Barkley, and you really thought that last year they were going to show some major signs of improvements, new coaching staff, the whole thing, and now they're – and still, they're worse than the year before. So it's going to take quite a bit to get the public around this Giants team.
All right, let's talk about San Francisco and Tampa. That one's a pick. I am very convinced about Tampa in this game.
I think that's the right side in this one, and I don't think people are giving them enough credit. But they are, looking at the San Francisco team, where a couple years ago they got real excited about Jimmy G, and they were saying this team is kind of team that's going to be on the rise, and then they've kind of let everybody down. And there's another team that I think everyone kind of just has the wait-and-see approach on them. They want to see maybe two, three games into the season before they get a read on this team. So it's probably why that's the third least bet game on the board. There's the sharp guys that are going to be playing Tampa. I think we got a little bit of little taste on that early on. Went from we're at one on San Francisco. We're now at one minus one on Tampa. So a little bit of sharp money on it. Not too much public money on either side. Not one of the major games on the board.
I like Tampa. I like Tampa a lot. In fact, I love them. Isn't it scary how this happens?
You like those short home favorites?
I do. I always have. You know that I have.
Yeah.
You know those are one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
Jesus, I've already forgotten where
we were. You almost don't even have to handicap the teams. You can just look at the point spread and handicap the point spread.
You're right. You're totally right. That's what I do. That's because I'm a professional. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
All right. Pittsburgh and New England. New England is a 6-point favorite. This is a Sunday night game. New England is a 6-point favorite over the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yep. That's a lot of points for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Let me say that right off the. This is a great game. Great action on the game. We're not really heavy one way or the other. Got a ton of money on both sides. The sharp guys favoring Pittsburgh in this one, although not to the point where we're actually moving the line yet. Maybe, I think some of the places kind of dipped down to 5.5. So just a little indication. I think the sharp guys will come in on Pittsburgh as we get later. We've had tremendous success in some of these marquee games where Super Bowl team was playing their first game and the dogs covering in these games. So I feel pretty good about needing Pittsburgh in this one.
I am just not going to start the year betting against Bill Belichick.
Yeah, you know, we've talked about that for many years, huh? Even when it's the right spot, even when it just looks great, you just don't do it.
He's the exception to every rule.
Yeah. Yep. And there's too many other games on the board, but you know, why take a chance on that one?
Yeah. I don't need to.
But it's a marquee game, and there's a lot of people that just, you know, they want to have action on that marquee game.
I want to have action on games I think I can win.
It's all about winning for you. There's no fun involved.
Who bets for fun? You bet to win. At the end of the day, I don't want to be like, boy, that was fun losing so much money.
Yeah.
All right, we got two Monday night games. I think we're down to the Monday night games, right? All right, one I have already bet on. It's Texas. It's the Texans +7 against the Saints. Tell me what you got.
This is a big one where the public is all over the Saints in this one. The sharp guys were on Houston even before they got the players from Miami, but that just kind of cemented it for some of the sharp guys. So they're going to be all over this one. I could see this line coming down. I guess it would depend on how many favorites cover Sunday. If the favorites get beat up in a lot of the public games on Sunday, then you'll see this line stay at 7 just to try and mitigate some of the Monday night loss. But if there's a pretty even split on Sunday, then I think you'll see just the sharp guys taking the +7. You'll see this line coming down. Right now, it's public on New Orleans and sharp guys on Houston, but not enough to move the line yet.
Well, I'm a sharp guy. You might want to think about it.
You are. I know.
Last game, the overinflated Oakland Raiders, because they've been on Hard Knocks all summer, are pick at home against the Denver Broncos. The Raiders should be an underdog in this game. There's no doubt about it. You're giving them more credit they deserve because they are in Nevada. They are moving to Nevada, and they've been on TV for a month.
Yeah, I think we made a mistake on this one. We've been overvaluing them for far too long. I mean, a lot of it is, you know, and we have to get away from the kind of the Vegas mentality now that we're opening up legalized sports books all over the country. But in Vegas, they had that appeal even before they announced they were coming to Vegas, there was still a lot of support for the Raiders in Vegas that would kind of drive that line up a little bit. But this one, we opened up the Raiders 2.5, and we're down to pick on this one. Just early on, this line moved. We got Denver money right from Jump Street on this one, and it's been now we have a lot of tickets on Oakland. So again, there's a lot of $20 and $50 bets coming in on Oakland, but the sharp money is on Denver in this one. And like you said, we kind of overinflated them.
Guess what time it is, Scooch?
Ooh,
I don't even know if Patrick. I don't even know if Patrick knows about this. There is a musical interlude tagged there called Scooch Roulette. Let's play it, brother. Hold on. I threw him for a loop. He was like, what? What? I got to play this. Hold on. He's going to call it up right now. I'm giving you a couple more seconds to think about it. But I got so many games I'm flying on here. Are you ready to roll?
Wow.
Do you know what you want?
I got two that I want. It depends on who goes first.
Well, I'm going to let you go first.
Okay.
Right.
I'm gonna go with the Minnesota Vikings -4.
Dude, we got to let Patrick play the music.
Well, I thought he was looking for it. You said he didn't know if he had it.
All right, hold on. We don't know if he's going to. He'll put it in after. He'll put it in after. Right. He'll find a smart place to put it, you know, with all our jibber jabber. Gosh, I really wanted the Minnesota Vikings -4. That was like one of my. That was. A marquee pick for me.
But you have so many other games.
How is it possible that during this podcast, I've talked myself into thinking that the Cardinals +3 might be the best bet on the board right now?
That's insane. That's the best you could come up with?
Or is it Miami +7? I just don't know. I'm going with the Indianapolis Colts. Indianapolis Colts +6.5.
What?
Okay, no, I'm not. No. I'm going with the Jacksonville Jaguars +3.5.
You just gave me four different games.
I'm going to go with the Cowboys -7.
Five different games.
Well, every one of them, I say, you give me a... This guy's crazy. You know what? Screw you, Scooch.
You got to start ranking them.
I'm going with Jacksonville +3.5. Jacksonville +3.5. That is my pick.
I like that one. That's a good one.
Thank you.
That's the five-star play.
That's the five-star
more pick. More than you, we're going to be rooting for them.
You're going to need it for your lungs.
Yeah, we need that one for one lung, and we need the Philly for the other. We need Washington against Philly for the other lung.
Scooch, it's great to be back talking about football with you.
Nice to be back.
Everyone stick around, because after the break, we're going to have Darren Revelle, we're going to have Simon Hunter, professional bettor, and we're going to be talking about our Super Contest picks to win $1.5 million. Scooch, talk to you, buddy.
Chad, all right, take care.
All right, let's take a quick break, because as Scooch and I were saying, it's so good that football is back. It's finally back. It's time to celebrate. And DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy football, has huge, huge Week 1 contests. The first one starts this Thursday when Chicago and Green Bay kick off the season in a single game showdown with $2.5 million in total prizes up for grabs. Draft your single game showdown lineup and feel the sweat like never before. It's simple. Just draft six players from the season opener, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Plus, new users who sign up today on DraftKings using code FAVORITES will receive a free shot at the $1 million top prize. Code FAVORITES for a $1 million top prize. Free shot at that, folks. Nothing adds to the sweat of watching the game quite like having a shot at a $1 million payday. Get in on the season opening action. Download the DraftKings app now and use code FAVORITES. For a limited time, both new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. And new users, don't miss this extra special Week 1 bonus. Enter my code FAVORITES to get a free shot at $1 million with your first deposit. That's code FAVORITES. Only at DraftKings. Make it rain! All right, as promised, we are back. It's time to do Super Contest! This year, as we did last year, the Action Network has entered the Super Contest. That is the massive World Series of Poker type sports betting, NFL betting contest at the Westgate Hotel in Las Vegas. You make five picks against the spread every single week. And if you win the contest, if you have the best winning record, the best record at the end of the year, you win $1.5 million. That is nothing to sneeze at, $1.5 million for being the best NFL picker in the world. Woo! Week by week, we're going to do this. Darren Revelle is sitting right next to me, and he's nothing if not a lightning rod of controversy. So,
by the way, it's 1 point for a win and a half point for a tie, and then that's how the points work.
Yeah. People who are listening, right, they're going to care about two things: who we picked, right, and how we're doing. They're not going to care about how many points.
Okay. But the winner usually is like 65 to 75%.
Yeah, it's right? Unbelievable.
It's ridiculous.
It's absolutely insane. Yeah. This contest, Jay Cornegay and the guys at the Westgate, they're doing a great job.
Chad will tell you that he popularized it, which unfortunately, when I was researching, kind of found out that it was true, and it hurt me. I
should hurt,
because I don't like when Chad, you know, gets credit for stuff.
Do you know what's weird is a lot of people that I work with have that feeling.
Because once you get credit for stuff, you never stop talking about it. Like, I know you've written 7 books and 4 of them are bestsellers, right? So, like, you and listen, that's good branding. I do the same thing. I brag about myself all day long. But it just bothers me sometimes.
No, I get it. Okay. I get it. Darren and I are going to enter the contest together. And we're going to make our choices based on input from our friends at the Action Network. But right now, we're also going to get some input later on, not right now, but in a few minutes, a professional bettor who I've been having conversations with. His name is Simon Hunter. it's not really his real name. He's based in New Jersey. He's a longtime professional bettor. He reached out. We've been having conversations. He is going to come in, and he's going to weigh in judgment, help us decide, help us tie break. But first, Darren and I need to each come up with our 5 bets. So, Darren, I want you to give me
yep,
this pen.
Yep, yep.
Let me have this pen. Darren, give me a bet. Give me a bet. What are you thinking? Let me say one thing. The Westgate puts out official lines for the contest on Wednesday nights. That's too late in the week for us to record the podcast. So we are basing these guesses, these bets, on what the lines are right now. Darren, throughout the week, on Twitter, on video, and in stories on actionnetwork.com, will update with ultimately where we land.
Right.
But these are the picks we will make based on the numbers now, and I expect we will generally be in this range.
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to throw out, I'm going to take the 49ers at Pick'em over the Buccaneers.
Okay. We're never going to do that bet. Give me another one. That's a horrible idea. The 49ers are where they are, but they don't know what they are with Jimmy Garoppolo. Whereas Jameis Winston, if you've been reading stuff on the Action Network, he is primed to have a breakout year. He is a guy that a lot of fantasy experts, a lot of NFL experts look at and say, with Bruce Arians in this offense, this is the year that you want to get Jameis Winston.
I don't think it's ever a year. I have the Titans covering as 5.5-point dogs over the Browns.
Don't hate it.
I think the Browns are... Everyone is just overrating the Browns. They do not have front. They're not going to be ready to go right away. And people just, I don't love the Browns at.
We
five
are at
and
peak
a half.
Browns. Peak Browns right now.
Yeah, agreed. I also like the Chargers as 6.5-point favorites to cover over the Colts. I think the Colts are. Maybe this is too psychological, but I think they're a mess from the sudden Andrew Luck. I know that Jacoby Brissett got his contract now, and they've tried to say stability, but I think the Chargers cover even without Melvin Gordon, and maybe it's because my boy Justin Jackson, former Western running back, I think he's pretty good.
I am going to enjoy this because this is going to be the kind of thing where you are making every...
Bet you don't want to make.
Every square play, and I want to make every sharp play. So continue.
I am then going to say that from game one, clicking on all cylinders, they're a little bit different of a team. They don't have Rob Gronkowski, but I will take the Patriots to cover 6 over the Steelers. And my last pick will be And this is maybe where my fandom comes in. And you're not supposed to inject your fandom if you really want to win, but I am a Jets fan, and I think that it's an important game from week one, and I think they cover 3 over the Bills.
These are some of the worst picks I've ever heard.
Okay.
I can't imagine we're going to land on any of these except maybe the Titans.
Okay. That's okay. Fine. Yep.
Well, that's why
we'll get some help after.
Yeah. I like the Jags plus 3.5. I like them at plus 4. For the record, you can check in the Action Network app because I've already bet the Jags plus 4. I like Carolina plus 3 against the Rams. Again, I think this is a team that is pretty dynamic offensively.
I like that pick.
You do?
Yes.
You do? Okay, we'll go with that. I actually like Indianapolis. I know they're down to plus 6.5, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I like Indianapolis plus 7 against the Chargers. I think there's way too much hype on the Chargers, and you got to think about this. No Melvin Gordon, fine. No Derwin James. Like, that was the most dynamic player in football last year in the defensive backfield for the Chargers, and he's not playing. So,
and you're right. The public is again. I gave you the public reason.
You gave me the public reason.
Why the Colts are where they're at.
Yep.
So
I also like the Texans plus 7 against the Saints. Way too many points for the Texans team. That I'm not too worried about Jadeveon Clowney being traded. To me, this is all about Deshaun Watson. I think a healthy Deshaun Watson playing against a Saints defense that was intermittently okay last year and certainly has historically struggled a lot early in the season. Remember what they did against the Bucs last year.
Yep.
So you give me Deshaun Watson.
I'd love it for it to be 7.5, but that's not happening.
And I also like Minnesota minus 4. I'm just never going to be a believer in the Falcons, and I actually think this is a big bounce-back year for the Vikings, and I think they might actually have the best odds to win the NFC North.
Okay, I definitely like – can I tell you I definitely like the Panthers covering 3 or as dogs, 3-point dogs. I like that one, and I do like the Texans Saints play too at 7.
All right, so right now we're going to call Simon, and we're going to get him on the phone.
Wait, hold on. You're taking my Titans pick, right? Are you taking my Titans pick? You take one of mine?
Is that...
Titans 5.5? No, you don't have to take anything. You said it was square and it was the worst picks you've ever seen, but...
I didn't say the Titans pick. I just said I don't mind the Titans pick.
Oh, so you're taking 0 of 5. I just want to make sure that's right.
So far, we're taking 0 of 5.
Okay.
But
this is going to be a great relationship this year.
I am going to ask
Hopefully
Simon.
Hopefully we don't go 20%.
Yeah, I'm going to ask Simon what he thinks.
Okay.
And Simon, are you on the phone? Can you hear me? Are you there? Simon, you there, buddy?
What's going on, Chad?
Simon is on the phone.
Simon Hunter. Sean Connery here with Simon Hunter. He hunts the picks.
Simon, you're joining Chad Millman and Darren Revell on the Favorites podcast. Before we jump into the picks, let's give a little bit of your bona fides. You and I have caught up. And we've had some chats and talked about philosophies, and we've talked about sports betting. And as much as you are willing and able, given that this is something that you're kindly doing for us, give people a little bit of your background.
So I am a professional football bettor. It's the only thing I do bet on. I mean, I bet on other things, but very small amounts. And, we talked, and you liked what I was telling you about my personal life, the system I use, and things that have worked out for me through life. So I'm trying to help you. And Darren here finished top 25% in the Super Contest. That's the goal. How many are we up to? I think we're up to 2,800.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to help you guys a little bit. I'm not going to give away all the secrets of life. I'm not always going to be right, but... Definitely will do my best to help you guys.
Now, are you in the Super Contest?
Yeah, I have 2 different ones. So I have one with my group that I'm with, and then I have one with a bunch of friends.
Okay, and that's the $1,500 one or the gold one?
We do the gold one for the group, and then just for the friends, we do the smaller one.
So the gold one's $5,000, and it only awards the winner, right?
That only the winner gets paid out.
And the regular one, right, the regular one's going to be about, there'll be like 3,000 people or more. It's the top 100. The winner gets $1.5 million. Yeah. Okay.
Which people have been complaining for years. They need to update that now that more people are in it, but.
Yeah, the number hasn't moved that much.
It has not moved. I mean, it definitely hasn't moved the last 3 years. And I think it's up over 1,000 the last 3 years from what it was. So,
right,
Simon, we'll I want to win.
I think a farmer won 2 years ago, right? Didn't a farmer win 2 years ago?
Yes, a farmer did win, and a Starbucks barista.
So a lot of, you don't need to be a pro to win it. You just got to be lucky and be hot.
Right.
Well, I don't know. Is that good or bad for us?
I think it's good for us.
Listen, if you get us into the top 25 and top 25%, and you get us in the money, I am totally going to write you a thank you note.
Will that have
really
cash in it?
That.
And I will include a crisp $2 bill.
Yeah, as long as that's off the books, I'll take it.
Yep, it'll be cash, my friend. All right, so here's what we got so far, Simon. Here's what we got. Darren gave me, and we're not really going to do these, but Darren gave me his ideas where 49ers pick against the Broncos.
No, Buccaneers.
I'm sorry, Buccaneers. We got I took him off that one right away. Titans +5 against Cleveland. Don't hate it. Chargers -6.5 against the Colts. That makes me want to throw up. He has the Pats -6 against Pittsburgh. Also not interested. He has the Jets -3 against the Bills. Also not interested. And reminder, as you know, the Westgate doesn't put out the lines for the Super Contest until tomorrow night. We tape this on Tuesday. So we're basing these based on the current Westgate lines, and then we will send out updates like with what the real lines are. But these will be the games that we choose, barring any massive injuries or any huge sort of point differentials. And Darren's going to update, but this is what we're planning on doing.
I like Darren's head with the Tampa Bay Bucks one.
You do?
Yeah, the numbers like that too. I mean, Jimmy G coming off an ACL first game on the road in hot, humid Tampa Bay.
Yeah, and I also think that there's a, because of his horrendous preseason game, what did he have, like 5 INTs or something like that?
I think that was practice, right?
Oh,
that was
practice. I feel like that's being played in here. I feel like, you know, as far as the public goes.
Wait. Simon.
Well, the public's actually betting on San Fran, I believe, right?
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Simon, you're saying you like Tampa Bay in this? You like the Tampa Bay pick?
I know. I mean,
likes
if Miami was half decent, you have to like Florida teams at home in September.
Well, I agree.
I got the 49ers.
He likes the 49ers.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Oh, God.
I like Tampa, and I was about to hang up on you and never have you on the show again if you were going to tell me that you were liking the Niners.
No. I like the home team. I like Tampa. I mean, if San Fran was really good, the bookmakers would have moved this game to -3 by now.
Right. Yeah. What about the Titans? I had 5.5, but the Titans, 5.5 dogs.
The Titans. Browns. I like the ideas because it's all the hype on Cleveland.
Yes.
But I think it's a little too early for that. Like, that's not going to reflect until later in the season, I feel like, on the line.
Got it.
So this one here, I would actually roll Cleveland. Tennessee, their offensive line, I think they have two guys suspended to start the year. Or one guy might have got hurt, but I don't see any way Tennessee can cover that number. I think on my system, I got them at, they should be at -8.
Whoa. Okay.
Wow.
So, yeah, I think Cleveland, you're getting good value there. Like that, I'm surprised that number hasn't jumped up like Baltimore's number did yet.
The Colts-Chargers is the most intriguing pick of week one, I feel.
Definitely Joe's versus pros on that one.
Yes, exactly.
So let's talk about that for a second, because that, I think, is a good one for us to include in our list.
It's definitely one of those games where it depends on what kind of system you're using, but my system literally only gave Andrew Luck a point in spread difference last year. That's how, he was good, but he wasn't so incredibly above average like everyone thought he was. It was more about the pieces around him. So the fact that this game, I think it moved 4.5. It reopened at 7.5. All the sharps bought it down to 7. And they hit it again this week, and now it's down to 6.5. I still think it's too high. I put this should be like Colts +3.5. Not like, I think that you're getting, I don't know, 3 free points. I definitely like the Colts in this one.
I do too. All right. So for me, I feel like we've got two bets in right now. We've got Tampa at pick, and we've got the Colts +6.5. Here's another one that intrigues me, Simon. The Texans plus 7.
It's intriguing in the sense that, I mean, how many times have we seen the Saints lay an egg opening day?
A lot. That seems to be their MO.
It's a good number, but it's definitely a weird number because Vegas, they don't want pushes either. So it's funny it's been sitting at 7.
What did I say? I said I wanted it to be at 7.5, and I'd take it. Make me more comfortable.
Yeah, I agree with that. But, I mean, I don't hate it at 7. I could see if New Orleans wins this game, like see it being by 3 or 4 points, like a late touchdown, late field goal. Because I don't think the defenses are showing up in this game.
I don't think so either. I'll tell you who's not showing up, Jadeveon Clowney.
I think he only got a sack in every other game, so I don't know how much he'll be missed.
He never had more than 9 sacks in a season.
Yeah.
People
He's a good all hype man. He's a good workout guy on Hard Knocks.
Look, the book on Jadeveon Clowney was that he only played 50% of the time, right? Like coming out of college, everyone worried about his effort, and his stats have sort of played that out. What about the Jags plus 3.5?
This is another Joves versus Pros game, obviously. Why wouldn't you want to bet on Kansas City going against what people view as one of the worst teams in football in the Jaguars? So this is definitely one of those games where all of us are going to be all over that Jags number.
What number do you like the Jags until?
I don't like it.
Honestly, I see the Jags winning outright, so it went down to 2.5, I'd still take it because you're getting some value there. But 3.5, they're just keeping that hook up. So I still like that number. I can see why Ravel doesn't like it. I mean, it's a true game where it's like he wouldn't understand why people like
it. Correct. That's my job here. I do play the public. I am the square. That's my role. That's my role here, right? I mean, if there's two sharps here, it doesn't. But honestly, I'm shaking my head right now, being like, they win outright. Come on, I can't even wrap my mind around that.
Please don't refer to Chad as a sharp ever again. You're with one sharp here.
He's sharper than me.
Oh my God, Simon! Like you can't in the first 5 minutes start insulting me. You need to wait at least 12 minutes for that.
I'm sorry. I'll wait till week 2.
We win all these. Can you explain to Ravel why you like the Jags to win outright?
Basically, when you look at all the numbers, Kansas City, they incredible year last year, but it's always different when you start a new season. So Kansas City, they're coming into this, obviously one of the most hyped teams. I mean, them making the AFC championship or winning them and the Patriots, I mean, who doesn't think it's going to be a repeat of those two teams? But this Jaguars team, honestly, I think they added Josh Allen in the draft. He was graded out as one of the best players in college all of last year to a defense that's already top 3 in the defense. And I just don't see it. Like Kansas City, they could win this game, but I see it by being a late field goal. I think they're going to come out sloppy. Jacksonville is going to control the clock. And who knows? It's one of those things where I can see why you do not like the Jaguars because you're just not – you don't view them as even an equal to Kansas City.
I just don't know why.
This line should be a pick.
I just don't know why, out of all these other choices, I get the Colts Chargers, I think you guys have flipped me, and especially when you said luck 1 point. I'm good with that. I'm good with taking Colts
right.
in that
you
game.
You want to go favorites? There's plenty of good favorites if you want to go chalk.
Right. We have to choose 5. I am. In general, uncomfortable with the Chiefs-Jaguars game and taking that.
I completely agree. I mean, if you want a good favorite, though, a lot of people really like the Cowboys -7.
Well, hold on a second.
Chad wants to take that because he's.
I want the Jags so badly, but I'll put a question.
I can see why.
Let's talk about Minnesota -4. I feel like Minnesota is so devalued because of last year. But in truth, this defense struggled a little bit and was coming off an historic year the year before. So I'm looking at a Minnesota team that actually, to me, I think the Bears are overvalued in this spot. I actually am going to be on the Packers already at +3 on Thursday Night Football.
So everyone, you just heard that, right? Everyone put all your money on the Bears.
See, there you go. And
Chad's
so
betting against his own team.
I'm betting against my own team. So I'm going with the Packers. But Minnesota to me is a team that is incredibly undervalued right now. Talk me off of Minnesota as a 4-point favorite.
I honestly, I do like Minnesota in the spot, being that it's a 1 o'clock game, and Kirk Cousins is good when it's 1 o'clock and no one cares about the game. But it's hard to back up. I mean, what have you seen from Kirk? I mean, even last year, the way he finished, and this year, how he's looking in preseason, I couldn't back him. Especially Matt Ryan, he's got a new offensive line. I wouldn't go against Atlanta there.
All right, so Simon,
I do like Minnesota there. I'm saying that's a good play by you. I like that spot.
All right, well then we're taking it.
All right.
Right now we have Tampa Bay pick, Minnesota -4, Colts +6.5. Darren is desperate for a favorite, and he likes the idea of taking the Cowboys. He likes taking the Cowboys over the Giants.
I would do that.
I like that one, too.
Why do you like it?
I get, like, what the Giants are doing and they're building for the future, but I just, with the weapons they have in offense, no Odell. I mean, I know people really like Evan Ingram and everything like that, and Saquon, obviously.
No Golden.
I mean, the Cowboys defense, people forget, last year, they're arguably top five. They just have Van Der Esch and Jalen Smith at linebacker. They're just incredible defensively. I think that it's a bad matchup for the Giants style.
All right, well, listen.
I'm checking the system now. So they think this should be Cowboys -10. So you're getting 3 free points.
Wow. All right, listen. You've been judgy this whole time and quite frankly, a little bit insulting. And
I'm sorry.
So give us the pick you would put us on that's going to get us into that 25%.
So you want one more besides the Cowboys one?
Yeah, well, no, see, Darren also wanted the Cowboys. I'm not giving you that credit. I'm not giving you credit for that. We get Tampa Bay. We get the Colts. We get Minnesota -4, Cowboys -7. You can either say you must take the Jags +3.5 or give us a different game.
I mean, the Redskins,
no way.
No, way. I feel like the Eagles 9.5. I like the Eagles 9.5. The Redskins are so bad.
They are.
I'm not playing
but
that game.
I just don't like that. We haven't seen Wentz since his injury last
year. Have not.
I think they could come out slow. I think that line should be 7.
Well, 9.5 I mean, is the biggest number of the week, and it's hard.
I can't talk into taking the Redskins, so I'm not even going to offer it up.
Okay.
But, no, stay away from that one. That one kind of looks like the New Orleans Tampa Bay Bucks last year, and no one believes in.
Staying with 9.5, can I convince you to take the Seahawks to cover 9.5 over Bengals?
I wouldn't. I think I saw a stat the other day about Andy Dalton in Week 1. He's 4-0 ATS, or maybe it's 3-0.
Not a great sample size, but I'm done with Andy Dalton.
Bad number.
I'm done with Andy Dalton. I think we should go with the Jags +3.5.
I do too, Dan. Don't be so scared. It's Week 1.
Do it. This is what makes you comfortable. This is what takes you to the next level of betting. This takes you from sort of being a guy who's a square and loves the markets and is understanding all of it to a guy who truly takes it to the next level and like you can put in picks with confidence.
All right, I'm gonna FaceTime this. I'll be FaceTiming Chad all up in that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
And that
final.
Fun for you to get back at us about, but I do love that spot for the Jaguars.
Fine, I'll do it because you guys say so, but I'm not happy.
All right, so here's what we got. Simon, here's what we got. We got Tampa Bay pick. We got the Colts +6.5, the Jags +3.5, Minnesota -4, and the Cowboys -7. This feels like a good lineup to me. I love it.
Feels like a good lineup. A little bit of chalk, a little bit of sharp.
Yeah, exactly. Simon.
Dan, you happy?
Yeah, I'm gonna be happy. It's like if you get in a fight with your wife, you got to kiss her before you go to sleep. I'm happy. Let's go.
Whoa.
Seriously. You never know what you're going to get, Simon. Welcome to the podcast. All right, Simon Hunter, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, brother. That was great. I appreciate you keeping us in line, giving us the information, sharing your knowledge, telling us about your system, and trying to teach Darren what it takes to become a sharp.
No problem, buddy. Hopefully we have a 5-0 week.
We'll talk to you next week, man.
You earn another week.
Good one.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right. That is the end of The Favorites from the Action Network. Download the podcast at Apple Podcasts at radio.com/TheActionNetwork. You know what else? You should listen to me and Scooch this Sunday on radio.com. We're going to be doing a call-in show from 12 to 1 that you should check out. We're going to update everybody on the lines as they are changing in the final moments before the game. It's going to be like this podcast, only it's going to be live and you get to call in. It's going to be awesome on radio.com, which is also where you can find the podcast. Radio.com/the favorites. Go rate, go review, go subscribe. Love us. Don't leave us. Until next time, love you.